Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Friday, and I wanted to tell you about this this show tonight. MJ Live, a tribute to Michael Jackson at the Sanger Theater. Jalas Franca is the guy who portrays Michael Jackson. He joins us on the air. Jalas, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Hello.
And listen, talk to me about what it feels like to portray somebody as iconic and as talented as Michael Jackson.
You know what? Every day I got to wake up and pinch myself, man, because I get to wake up and play the most iconic performer that ever walked in this earth, which is Michael Jackson. I mean, it's a privilege. It's a huge responsibility. But, you know, it makes me really happy to put, you know, smiles on people's faces every night. It's unbelievable.
You know, as happy as it is, I guess there's something sad about the fact that he's not with us any longer. But I've seen some scenes, and you do a phenomenal job of capturing Michael Jackson. What was the biggest challenge for you?
I think the biggest challenge to perform as Michael was you got to have the three facts, which is the look, the dance, and the singing. A lot of impersonators or tribute artists, should I say, you know, some of them look great, but they can't dance. And some of them dance amazing, but you can't sing. Mm-hmm. So I'd say that it's really hard to have the three facts, which is the dancing, the singing, and the look. For myself, the hardest part was actually singing, you know, because singing is already an art in itself. And when you're trying to sing and dance together, it's already something really hard. But when you try to sing and dance like Michael Jackson did, sounds impossible. You know what I mean? So a lot of people will come to me after the show and like, you know, you didn't hit that note. You didn't dance like this. You don't look like that. And people just seem to forget that we pay tribute. We never claim to be a photocopy of Michael Jackson. It's a tribute. We sing, we try to dance and look alike. And, you know, sing all the songs and relive the energy and the iconic, amazing person and performer that he was.
Well, you're just the recipient of this tendency to be so critical. I mean, obviously, you can't hit everything perfectly. And Michael Jackson, when he performed, there were moments when he made mistakes during some of his performances as well. So, you know, that criticism is just is unfair. So, you're not lip syncing. This is not Michael. This is you and the performers, the dancers, doing Michael Jackson.
That is correct. The name of our show is called MJ Live. Live because we don't lip sync, we don't track, we don't do anything. We have a full band and six dancers along with myself, and we do 19 Michael Jackson songs. A lot of people say, like, well, you didn't do this song or that song. No one has the lung capacity to stand there for over, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours to sing all of Michael Jackson's songs. But we do a lot of the hits, you know, Billie Jean, Thriller, Smooth Criminal, I'll Be There, Man in the Mirror, the entire Jackson 5 medley. There's a lot of good stuff that, you know, we bring the kids up on stage so they can dance as well. We do a little dance competition, and of course it's really fun.
I talked to somebody who saw the show, and he said he was almost brought to tears. He brought his two teenage daughters there, and he said he was almost brought to tears.
Oh my goodness! You know, that warms my heart to hear things like this. It really does. You know, sometimes I'm on stage and I feel Michael's presence, and I was very lucky to hang out and meet with Michael Jackson when he was alive back in Las Vegas, which is where we're from. And he was just the sweetest, the kindest, most unbelievable person, celebrity or not, that I've ever encountered in my life. I mean, doing this show and performing, being a performer myself as Michael, I've had the chance to meet with a lot of celebrities, but no one ever struck me quite as Michael Jackson did, because he was the biggest and the most famous, yet he was the sweetest, the most kind. person and most respectful person you could ever, you know.
So from your perspective of having met him and been in his company, what do you think happened? Was he so big that he just couldn't, that nobody can really cope with being that big?
You know, only Michael Jackson would know that, you know, because we didn't walk in Michael Jackson's shoes. Mm-hmm. Do I think that what happened was a natural thing? Absolutely not. I think Michael, in my opinion, personal opinion, I think Michael was killed for his catalog. You know, Sony Music wanted to buy Michael's catalog for years, and whoever knows Michael Jackson knows that he did not like that. He did not like that company whatsoever. And he's done so many interviews and things that he said, look, you know, they're after me, and they want my catalog. And he, you know, they approached him, they wanted him to sell it, and he's like, no, I'm not interested. And a lot of people don't know this, but Michael not only owned his own catalog, the rights to his music, but he also owned the catalog, the Beatles catalog, mm-hmm. which is worth so much money. Interesting enough, right after Michael passed, I'd say a few weeks after that or so, not even that, it just so happens that they bought his catalog. You know, Michael was alone in that place. The family wasn't there. They should have been there. He was in no shape or form to perform, to do those 50 shows, because he signed up to do 10 shows. And then somehow later he found out that he was supposed to do 50 shows.
So you think he was murdered?
Yeah. Absolutely. Without a doubt.
Wow.
You know, absolutely.
All right, to get back to the show briefly, tonight and tomorrow night, this is a kid-friendly show.
Yeah, we're performing tomorrow. Today and tomorrow at the Singer Theater, 7:30. Like I said, you know, the tickets are still available. There's still some tickets left. If you haven't seen it, if you like Michael Jackson, you should definitely come check it out. You know, we've been doing this for many years, and it's a good time. It really is, and it's live. You know, nowadays, like I said, a lot of impersonators or bands or shows, they'll play tracks, and we don't do that. We do everything live like Michael Jackson did.
I'm looking forward to seeing the show, and I hope to catch up with you before the show tomorrow night. We're going to do a live a Facebook video with you.
That would be great. I'm looking forward to it, and everybody, come check out the show.
All right, Jealous. Thank you, man. MJ Live tonight, tomorrow night, Sanger Theater. I'm looking forward to it. So, hey, if you're looking for something to do tonight or tomorrow night, it's the Shriners are putting this on. Tickets are still available, 7:30 tonight, 7:30 tomorrow night, MJ Live, a tribute to Michael Jackson. It's going to be very elaborate and phenomenal tonight, tomorrow night at the Sanger. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.